we all returned to Scarpa Flow. And we were there really until July, if I recall correctly, when we sailed for the Mediterranean and Force H.
This was the attack on Zal Kabir, was it?
Well, yes, the first operations we carried out once we had joined Force H was the attack on the French at Mers El Kabir. That was a singularly horrific operation. Of course, we didn't know too much about the political and strategic background to it. I don't think there's any doubt that the generality of feeling was one of considerable sickness that we found ourselves in this position of. But, of course, initially we didn't expect the French to do anything but accept one or other of our terms, because the terms were fairly generous. I mean, they were that they could either sail the whole fleet to Martinique and Guadeloupe and be interned there for the war in French territory, or they could join us, which seemed to us to be the most sensible answer. Or they could sink their ships where they were. And if they weren't prepared to accept any of these alternatives, then we would have to open fire on them. The terms of the ultimatum were taken in by our captain, who'd been the naval attaché in Paris just before he joined us, the captain of the Ark Royal. And we waited for a very long time, past the time when the ultimatum had expired, and we went on waiting. After a while, we sowed magnetic mines in the entrance to the harbour. And very shortly after that, if I recall rightly, the French cruiser Strasbourg, I think it was, with two destroyers, broke clear of the port. If I remember rightly, one of her destroyers went ahead and blew up on a magnetic mine. She followed in the path and got through, but I'm not too sure of that. We detached the Renown or the Repulse, which was one of our faster battle cruisers, to try and bring it to action, but it, although it pursued it to the east for a considerable while, it was unsuccessful. Then opened fire. I was flying a skewer on fighter patrol over the fleet at that time, and then we were ordered into Iran to protect some skewers that we sent in to do some torpedo bombing. And it was a very sickening sight to see these huge chunks of the jetty going up in the air, and the vast explosions and the flames leaping out of the French ships, our allies of the morning before, that morning. Anyway, I got a Derwentine on my tail, a French Derwentine tailor fighter, which attacked me, but either his guns jammed or he didn't open fire, because although I simply couldn't get him off my tail, we weren't hit. We came back from that to Gibraltar, and it was a day or two later we went in again, and sank the Dunkirk. If I correct, the Dunkirk had been damaged, but she hadn't been sunk, and she was still okay.
Did you actually attack the Dunkirk yourself?
No, I didn't. No, she was attacked by torpedo bombers and torpedoed. She was attacked by swordfish. We simply provided fighter protection for the swordfish. There was one rather sickening episode in the second attack on Mers El Kabir when the Dunkirk was torpedoed, because one of the torpedoes hit a Liberty boat, which was approaching the Dunkirk, and a very large number of French seamen were in the water. And one of our swordfish pilots in the mess after the attack was boasting that he had machine gunned the French sailors in the water. I was very pro-French at that time, and I remember having a flaming row with him, but it wasn't right, really just I think everybody in the mess was disgusted with him, and he very quickly realized that this was not a boast that he'd better persist in, because people were, on the whole, very sickened by it.
What was his background?
He was a short service entry into the Fleet Air Arm. He had, in fact, been flying for Franco during the Spanish Civil War. He was a very buccaneer-type chap. He was a very good pilot. He was a brave man, I think, but he had a very big gap somewhere in his moral armament.
I think you said that when you were at Gibraltar, you had some contact with British refugees from France.
Well, Gibraltar was awash with them, of course, at this time. They were coming into Gibraltar from the south of France in every old tramp steamer or motor yacht or whatever was mobile in the south of France, was bringing in a fairly continuous stream of British expatriates. And, of course, amongst them were some usual quite interesting sort of people who at that time were resident in the south of France. And there was, of course, no accommodation in Gibraltar. All the hotels and things were, people were in sleeping bags in the corridors and in the passages, and you pick your way across these people into the bar and things. It was gave Gibraltar a strange atmosphere, but quite a sort of convivial carnival one in a way. While actually we were there, the French, of course, responded to the Mazar-Kabir attack with an attack on Gibraltar, which, if I recall rightly, was very unsuccessful. And indeed, it was a little while later when a convoy was formed of all the sort of ships that had brought and motorboats and things that had brought people out of the south of France that were thought to be capable of taking them to England. A convoy was formed of them, and they set off for the UK with some destroyer protection. I recall at that time French Glen Martin bomber came over, waggling its wings to show that it had no hostile intent, and managed to do a belly landing in the water. We're obviously coming to join the Gaulle element. But it very carefully picked out the nicest looking of a couple of steam yachts to put itself down close by, and was picked up, and they went off, I suppose, directly to England too.